Okay, so longevity. It's something we all think about, right? Like, who doesn't want to add a few more years to their life? But, and this is key, not just any old years, am I right? We want those years to be good years, full of energy, maybe even a little adventure.
You're talking about health span, not just lifespan.
Exactly. It's like imagine your life on a graph, right? That flat line, the one that represents feeling good. We want that to just keep going.
Delaying that age-related decline for as long as possible.
That's it. Squaring off that curve, you know. We've all heard those stories about like centenarians who are out there living it up until their late 90s, and then boom, everything changes.
It's remarkable, really. And most of these centenarians, they haven't been hitting the gym their whole lives.
Right.
They're not necessarily marathon runners.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of it boils down to consistent activity throughout their lives.
Okay, so that's what we're digging into today. We're doing a deep dive into longevity, simplified by Dr. Howard Lux.
He's an orthopedic surgeon.
And get this, he treats aging athletes. So talk about walking the walk, right? He really understands how our bodies move, how they age, and how to keep them going.
He really emphasizes that you can't just outrun a bad diet, even if you're the most dedicated athlete.
He uses that great analogy in the book, right? Like picturing yourself trying to outrun a wall.
You're going to hit it eventually.
And that wall is a bad diet.
Exactly. It really highlights the importance of diet as the foundation. Exercise is amazing, don't get me wrong, but it's not a magic bullet.
So ditch those fad diets.
Right.
Dr. Lux is all about real food.
Less of it. And fiber. Don't forget the
For
fiber.
that gut health. I love how he talks about how those basic blood tests, you know, the ones LDL cholesterol, HbA1c, they're basically glimpses into your future.
It's true. They paint a picture of how your current habits, especially your diet, are shaping your risk for chronic diseases down the line.
It's like taking a peek behind the curtain. And speaking of taking control, let's talk about exercise. The good news is you don't have to be out there training for a triathlon to reap the benefits. I mean, Dr. Lux even mentions a 76-year-old patient of his who loves to run.
I actually know someone who took up marathon running in her 60s.
No
It's
way.
never too late, right?
That's incredible. And it just goes to show you it's about finding what works for you. Swimming, cycling, dancing in your living room, whatever gets you moving.
Yes. And don't forget about rest and recovery.
Oh, right, because we can't all go all the time, right?
Especially as we age, giving your body that time to repair and rebuild, that's crucial.
Okay, so here's a question I've always wondered about. Does exercise, especially running, lead to osteoarthritis?
Dr. Lux talks about that.
Because I know that's a concern for a lot of people.
It's a common one for sure, but he points out that, and this might surprise you, runners tend to have lower rates of osteoarthritis than people who are less active. There's even some research that suggests that running might be good for cartilage health.
Huh. Okay, so what about exercising with pain? Like, where's the line?
Dr. Lux actually uses a pain scale, 0 to 10. He says anything below a 4 is generally okay to push through, but anything higher than that, definitely consult with your doctor.
That makes sense. So, like a little muscle soreness, probably fine. Sharp pain, time to see a professional.
Exactly. And he really emphasizes asking your doctor very specific questions.
Like what?
Like, what's causing the pain? Do I need to stop exercising completely? Or can I modify my workout? And what are the risks if I just stop moving altogether?
Right. Knowledge is power. Being informed helps you make the best choices for your body. And let's face it, you can't talk about longevity without talking about metabolic health.
It really is the cornerstone. It affects everything. And Dr. Lux, he's all about that evidence-based approach.
Yeah, you won't find any miracle cures or crazy fad diets in this book. He gets straight to the point. He starts with calculating your basal metabolic rate, your BMR. Basically, this tells you how many calories you burn just by existing.
Right, at rest.
And then you factor in your activity level. That helps you figure out how many calories your body needs each day.
And then, here's the kicker. To lose weight, you need to eat fewer calories than that number.
So it's not just about moving more, it's about creating a calorie deficit.
Precisely. And he gives some really great practical tips for reducing your calorie intake, like simple swaps, like choosing water instead of soda.
Oh, I love those little swaps. They make such a difference.
Right. Small changes add up over time.
It's about those sustainable changes, not crash diets. And speaking of long term, we can't forget about sarcopenia, which is basically age-related muscle loss.
And it starts earlier than people think. We're talking your 30s.
No way.
Yep. So taking action to maintain your muscle mass is key. And the great news is that you have control over this. Dr. Lux breaks it down into three main things: strength training, diet, and hormones.
Okay, so it's not just about hitting the gym, it's about a more holistic approach, right?
Exactly. And when it comes to strength training, he recommends a short, balanced program focusing on some key exercises: calf raises, squats, bridges.
Okay, so those are all things you can do at home, right?
Yep.
You don't necessarily need a gym membership.
You got it. Bicep curls, shoulder exercises, you could do those anytime.
See, that's what I like to hear. It's doable.
Exactly.
Okay, what about insulin resistance? I hear that term thrown around a lot.
It's a big one.
Okay.
And it's often misunderstood. Insulin is basically a hormone that helps regulate blood sugar.
Okay.
Think of it as a key. It unlocks your cells so that glucose can get in.
Got it.
But with insulin resistance, those cellular locks, they get a little rusty. Glucose has a harder time getting in, which means your pancreas has to work overtime, pumping out more and more insulin just to compensate.
And he has these great diagrams in the book. They really help me visualize this whole process.
Oh, yes. They show you how a normal cell compares to an insulin-resistant cell.
And you can literally see how the glucose struggles to get in.
It's incredible. And then there's another diagram showing how, as insulin resistance progresses, the demand for insulin just keeps increasing. It's like your pancreas is running a marathon with no end in sight.
Wow. So basically, you can have insulin resistance even if your blood sugar levels look normal.
You got it. You can fly under the radar for a long time.
Okay, so we have to look out for this. So what happens when our insulin levels are constantly high? He calls it hyperinsulinemia, right?
Yeah, and it's not good. Think hypertension, high blood lipids, fatty liver disease.
Whoa. Okay, so it's not just about diabetes.
Right. High insulin levels impact your entire system.
So how do we know if we might be on the path to insulin resistance? Like, are there any warning signs?
Dr. Lux talks about a simple calculation you can do using your triglycerides and HDL levels. You can get these from a standard blood test.
Okay, so nothing too fancy.
Right, and it's called the triglycerides-HDL ratio. This can be an early warning sign, especially if your BMI is over 25.
So even if someone isn't technically considered overweight,
it's still worth looking at. He does mention that for African Americans, this ratio might not be as reliable.
Okay.
So in those cases, an oral glucose tolerance test, or OGTT, might be a better option.
And that's the one where you drink that sugary drink, right?
That's the one. And it can actually detect insulin resistance even in people who are thin and appear healthy.
So it's more common than we realize.
Much more common.
Okay, so let's say someone finds out they have an elevated triglyceride HDL ratio. What can they do?
Dr. Lux really emphasizes two main things: reducing calories and cutting back on those ultra-processed carbohydrates.
So back to that calorie calculation.
It all ties together.
Right?
It's about understanding your individual needs and then making choices to support that.
This is super helpful.
It is.
Okay, let's talk carbs for a second.
Okay, sure.
Because there's so much confusion around carbs.
Yeah.
Are all carbs created equal?
That is a huge misconception. Dr. Lux, he's very clear about this. He differentiates between the simple processed carbs, things like white bread, sugary drinks, processed snacks, and the complex carbs like whole grains, legumes, nuts. He even has a really helpful visual in the book to drive this point home.
Okay, so it's more nuanced than just carbs are bad.
Yes, it's about the type of carbs and, of course, not overdoing it on the calories.
It's about finding that balance. Okay, let's move on to a topic that I think a lot of us think about: dementia, specifically Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it's heartbreaking, and I think there's this fear that it's just inevitable as we age.
It's a valid concern, and Dr. Lux, he's up front in saying that not all dementia is preventable.
Right.
But he does emphasize that lifestyle choices can significantly reduce our risk, especially for vascular dementia, which is often linked to things like heart health, blood pressure.
Which brings us back to diabetes.
Exactly. What's good for the heart is good for the brain.
Right. So preventing type 2 diabetes is key.
Absolutely. Dr. Lux dives into those metabolic factors, like high glucose levels, and how those, combined with a diet high in processed carbs, can elevate triglycerides. And if that sounds familiar, it's because we see a very similar pattern with heart disease.
It's amazing how interconnected everything is.
It is. Our bodies are complex ecosystems.
Okay, so we've talked about some tests already: blood sugar, cholesterol. Are there other tests that might shed light on our risk for dementia?
He mentions a couple more. Homocysteine, for one.
Okay.
That one's connected to vitamin B deficiencies, which unfortunately are more common as we get older.
Right.
And these deficiencies can contribute to oxidative stress and even brain atrophy.
Which is why he talks about the potential benefits of vitamin B supplementation, especially for older adults, right?
Exactly. And he also mentions uric acid. Most people associate it with gout, but it's also linked to hypertension and high fructose consumption.
So that sugar connection again.
It keeps coming up.
It does.
It's amazing how often we find that what's good for one system is good for the whole body.
Right. Like, we see those same principles for reducing the risk of dementia, lowering uric acid levels, addressing vitamin B deficiencies, sticking to those healthy lifestyle habits, sleep, diet, exercise. It all goes hand in hand.
It's about building that strong foundation.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about heart health. I mean, a lot of what we've talked about, diet, exercise, stress management, those are all good for our hearts too, right?
You got it. Those are the cornerstones. But Dr. Lux makes a really important point. Even those who are physically active can still be at risk for heart disease if they're neglecting things like diet, sleep, or stress levels.
So it's not enough to just exercise. We have to look at the bigger picture.
Exactly.
It's all connected. He talks about some surprising signs of heart disease too, like experiencing heartburn or nausea during a workout.
It's a good reminder to pay attention to those subtle signals.
Right. Our bodies are always talking to us. We just have to listen.
Exactly.
And he explains atherosclerosis in such a clear way. He compares it to pipes getting clogged with rust. Such a good analogy.
It is. And he talks about how even healthy athletes can experience sudden cardiac death because of plaque buildup in the arteries.
Which is why it's so important to be proactive about heart health.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. So what can we do? Are there any specific tests besides the ones we already talked about that can give us a clearer picture of our heart disease risk?
He talks about a marker called ApoB.
Apo what?
ApoB. He believes it's actually a more accurate indicator of heart disease risk than just looking at LDL cholesterol alone.
Interesting.
Because it's not just about how much cholesterol you have, it's about the type of cholesterol.
Oh, there are different types.
There are. And he explains how these smaller, denser LDL particles are more likely to get stuck in our arteries and contribute to that plaque buildup.
Okay. So how do we know if we have those smaller LDL particles?
That's where the ApoB test comes in. And he also stresses that heart disease risk is time dependent.
Meaning?
It's not just about what your cholesterol levels are today. It's about your lifetime exposure to high LDL and inflammation.
So even if our numbers look good now, years of unhealthy habits could be catching up with us.
It's possible.
Wow. Okay, that's a little scary, but also motivating. So what can we do? I mean, besides everything else we've talked about, how do we optimize our heart health, both for performance and for longevity?
He's a big fan of something called Zone 2 heart rate training.
Zone 2 training. Okay, tell me more.
Basically, it involves exercising at about 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate.
Okay.
It might not sound that intense, but it has some amazing benefits, especially for metabolic flexibility and mitochondrial function.
We'll have to talk more about those mitochondria. They sound important.
They are. He even recommends using a heart rate monitor or an app. Something like HRV4 training, which can help you figure out your zone two.
And what about this HRV thing I've been hearing about? Heart rate variability.
It's like a window into how your body is handling stress and recovery.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does it work?
Well, the app uses something called photoplethysmography.
Say that again?
Photoplethysmography.
Okay, we'll just say PPG for short.
Exactly. And basically, it uses your phone's camera to detect changes in blood volume in your fingertip.
Really? Just with the camera.
Amazing. Right. And that data correlates to your heart rate and rhythm.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
He also talks about something called cardiac drift, right?
He does.
What is that?
It's basically when your heart rate increases during exercise, even if you're maintaining the same effort level, like if you're working out in the heat or you're dehydrated. He talks about ways to adjust your effort during your workout to try and stay in that optimal zone.
So it's really about listening to your body and responding accordingly.
Exactly. And if you don't have a heart rate monitor, he suggests something called the talk test. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you can talk comfortably during your workout without gasping for air, you're likely in that sweet spot.
I love that. I use the talk test all the time. It's a good gauge. Okay, so how much of this zone two training should we aim for?
He recommends 90-minute sessions twice a week, but, and he acknowledges this, that's not always doable for everybody. So he suggests maybe incorporating some shorter bursts into your routine.
Okay, so even if it's just 20 minutes here or there.
Exactly. Something is better than nothing. Okay, ready to delve into the world of mitochondria?
Yes. Tell me everything.
They're like the tiny energy factories within our cells.
Yeah.
And when they're not functioning properly, that's when we become more susceptible to a whole range of chronic diseases.
Okay, so we want to keep those mitochondria happy.
We do. He breaks down mitochondrial health into three key things: the number of mitochondria, their flexibility, and their efficiency. And you'll never guess what plays a significant role in all three.
I bet it's zone 2 training.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
See, it all comes back around. So it's good for the heart and good for our cells.
It's all connected.
Speaking of connections, let's talk about something else that's super important for staying active and independent as we age. Muscle mass.
Use it or lose it, right?
Right.
It's so crucial because that age-related decline, the sarcopenia we talked about earlier, that increases our risk of falls, injuries, and it can even make it harder to recover if we do get hurt.
So maintaining muscle mass is about more than just aesthetics. It's about functionality and safety, especially as we get older.
Absolutely. And he points out that muscle mass plays a crucial role in improving metabolic health, reducing the risk of chronic diseases, and, like we said, enhancing recovery.
It's a win-win all around.
Right. And the good news is Dr. Lux says building muscle is possible at any age.
Okay, good to know.
He even cites research showing muscle growth in 90-year-olds.
Get out of here. Okay, so how do we build muscle? I'm ready to get strong.
He talks about three key things: diet, resistance training, and in some cases, supplements.
Okay, let's start with diet. What should we be eating to support muscle growth?
Protein is key. He recommends at least 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day.
Okay, so for those of us who think in pounds, that's...
Let's see, if you weigh 150 pounds, that would be about 110 grams of protein per day.
Got it.
And good sources include things like lean meats, fish, beans, lentils, tofu, Greek yogurt. Lots of options.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's resistance training.
Okay, so what kind of resistance training does he recommend?
He's a big fan of focusing on lower body exercises. Things like squats, calf raises, chair stands. Those are great for preventing falls and improving overall strength and balance.
And those are all things you can do at home.
Exactly. You don't need a gym for any of that.
I like it. And he talks about concerns about knee osteoarthritis, right? Because a lot of people avoid exercise because they think it will hurt their joints.
It's a common concern, but he explains that having stronger leg muscles can actually reduce your risk.
See, movement is medicine.
Exactly.
Okay, last but not least, supplements.
Okay, so he does talk about creatine as a potential supplement, especially for building muscle mass and strength.
Okay, but what about creatinine levels? Isn't that something they look for in blood tests to assess kidney function?
Good question. He addresses that directly. He explains that if you're taking creatine, elevated creatinine levels don't necessarily mean there's something wrong with your kidneys.
Good to know.
Right.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking longevity. And we can't talk about longevity without talking about sleep.
Can't skimp on sleep. It's not just about quantity, though, is it? It's about quality.
He talks about those deep sleep stages, the ones that leave you feeling like you actually got a good night's sleep, being prime time for your body to repair and restore itself.
Absolutely. Think of it like hitting the reset button.
So during deep sleep, what's happening? Give me the rundown.
Okay, so your body's releasing growth hormone, which is crucial for, you know, muscle repair and growth.
Okay.
Your brain is busy consolidating memories, clearing out toxins.
So it really is like a nightly detox.
It really is.
That's why we feel so much better after a good night's sleep.
Okay, but what happens when we don't prioritize sleep? I mean, we're all busy. It happens. Dr. Lux is very clear about this poor sleep. It can trigger this domino effect on your health.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking increased risk of weight gain, insulin resistance.
Right. And we already talked about how problematic insulin resistance can be.
We did. But it doesn't stop there. Heart disease, even dementia.
Wow. Okay, so not getting enough sleep, that's a problem. And it's not just our physical health that takes a hit, right?
Right. Sleep deprivation can tank your athletic performance, your endurance. Mm. It can even increase the risk of injuries.
So for those of you who are pushing your bodies, sleep is just as important as your workout.
100%.
It's all
connected.
It is.
Think of it like a key part of your recovery strategy, along with nutrition and hydration.
Okay, so how much sleep should we be aiming for? Is there a magic number?
Well, Dr. Lux says that most adults need around 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night.
Per night.
Per night. Now, of course, everyone's different, but that's a good starting point.
Okay, so say you're getting those hours, but you're still waking up feeling exhausted.
Right. Then we need to look at your sleep quality.
So what can people do to improve their sleep quality?
Lots of things. Sticking to a regular sleep schedule?
Oh, going to bed and waking up around the same time every day.
You got it. Even on the weekends.
Weekends are tough.
I know. But consistency is key. And then there's creating a relaxing bedtime routine.
Like a little ritual.
Exactly. Yeah. Dimming the lights, putting away the electronics.
Because that blue light, that can really mess you up.
Oh, it's a killer. Maybe take a warm bath, read a book.
Anything to signal to your body and your mind that it's time to wind down.
Exactly. And then there's your sleep environment.
Oh, right. Because if your room is a disaster, good luck sleeping.
It makes a difference. He talks about keeping your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, avoiding caffeine and alcohol before bed.
Right. No nightcaps.
No nightcaps. Those can really disrupt your sleep.
Okay. That's good to know.
And managing stress, of course. Because who can sleep when they're stressed out?
Right. Your mind is just racing.
Meditation, deep breathing exercises, those can be helpful.
To kind of calm those racing thoughts. Okay, so what if you've tried all the things and you're still tossing and turning all night?
If that's the case, he recommends talking to your doctor about a sleep study.
Because it could be something like sleep apnea.
Exactly. There might be an underlying sleep disorder that needs to be addressed.
Right. So don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. We've talked about aerobic exercise, strength training. What about balance training?
People forget about balance training, but it is so crucial for preventing falls.
Especially as we get older.
Especially as we get older. You lose muscle mass, bone density, your balance naturally declines.
And falls can be really dangerous as we age.
They can be devastating. And it's not just about preventing falls either. Dr. Lux points out that balance training can actually improve your coordination, even your athletic performance.
Okay, so there's something in it for everyone.
Right. He talks about some easy exercises you can incorporate into your day, things like standing on one leg while you're brushing your teeth.
I love that. You're multitasking.
Exactly. Walking heel to toe.
But you're on a tightrope.
You got it.
Whew.
Or using a balance board.
A little more challenging.
A little more challenging. But the point is, even a few minutes a day can make a difference.
Consistency over intensity. Okay, let's talk about something I know we're all dealing with in some way. Hormones.
Oh, yeah. Hormones?
Yeah.
Powerful little chemical messengers.
Right. They impact everything.
They really do. Your energy levels, your mood, bone density.
It's like this whole internal balancing act.
It is. And Dr. Lux, he really breaks it down in a way that's easy to understand. He talks about the importance of maintaining that hormonal balance as we age. Especially since our hormone levels naturally decline over time.
Right. Which can impact our health and well-being in a lot of ways.
So many ways. He talks about a few key players. Testosterone, estrogen, growth hormone, cortisol, that stress hormone, and how those hormones naturally fluctuate throughout our lives.
So it's normal for them to change, but we also want to make sure those changes are happening within a healthy range, right?
You got it. That's the balance we're going for.
Right. Okay, so when we think about hormones and aging, hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, often comes to mind.
Right. And Dr. Lux talks about this, but he emphasizes that HRT is not a one-size-fits-all solution.
It's not.
No. It's a personal decision that should be made in consultation with a qualified healthcare professional.
Right. Somebody who can assess your individual needs and risks.
Exactly. Because everyone's different. And for those who either aren't candidates for HRT or who are looking for more natural approaches.
Because I know some people are a little bit hesitant about HRT.
Sure.
Rightfully so.
Right. There are definitely lifestyle strategies that can support healthy hormone levels.
Yeah.
Getting enough sleep.
We knew it. It always circles back to sleep.
Always. Managing stress is huge.
Stress is a killer.
It really is.
Yeah.
Eating a balanced diet, all these things matter.
It's about taking a holistic approach, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about something I know a lot of people struggle with. And that is weight loss.
Oh, boy. Weight loss. There's so much information out there.
So much. And so much of it, it's just confusing or it's misleading or it just doesn't work.
And Dr. Lux gets that. He cuts through all that noise.
Okay, good.
And he really brings it back to the science.
Okay, I like it.
He wants us to understand that sustainable weight loss, the kind that sticks, it's about creating a calorie deficit. You have to burn more calories than you're taking in.
Okay, so that's kind of the basic principle, but it can be easier said than done, right?
It can be really hard. It's not just about, you know, cutting calories. It's about making healthy food choices, foods that nourish your body, that make you feel good.
So quality over quantity.
Exactly. Dr. Lux, he stresses eating real whole foods, you know, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, healthy fats, and really limiting those processed foods, sugary drinks, unhealthy fats. And he does a good job of providing practical tips, things like meal planning, prepping ingredients ahead of time.
Oh, I love meal prepping. It makes such a difference.
It really does. And, you know, cooking at home more often, reading those food labels.
Yeah, that's a big one. Those food labels can be sneaky.
They can be. He doesn't shy away from the mental and emotional side of weight loss either.
Because it's not just about the food, right?
Absolutely not. It's about managing stress, being aware of emotional eating triggers.
Oh, that's huge.
Right. And building a support network.
Because it's hard to do it alone.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. And he emphasizes, you know, being patient with yourself, being persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Sustainable weight loss, it's not a sprint. It's a journey.
I love that analogy.
Right.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's about feeling good in your body. It's about improving your health and reducing your risk of disease.
It's about living your best life.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the physical aspects of aging, but let's talk about aging itself. Because, I mean, let's face it, we live in a culture that's obsessed with youth.
We do.
But aging, it's a natural process. It's inevitable.
It happens to the best of us.
Right. So how do we embrace it?
Dr. Lux, he's great about challenging those negative stereotypes around aging. He really wants us to embrace the wisdom, the experience, the richness that comes with getting older.
Yes, like celebrate the journey, not just the destination.
Exactly. And he talks about the importance of staying engaged in life. Keep pursuing your passions, exploring new interests, nurturing those relationships that bring you joy.
Because it's easy to kind of, as we age, to pull back a little bit, right?
Yeah, we get comfortable, we get set in our ways.
But Dr. Lux is saying, no, keep that spark alive.
Keep that spark alive. And a big part of that is staying active. And that doesn't mean you have to run a marathon. It just means finding ways to move your body, to engage your mind, and to really savor those connections that make life worth living.
It's about living life to the fullest, no matter what your age.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready to tackle a bit of a heavier topic. Death. I mean, it's a natural part of life, but it's something we often avoid thinking about or talking about.
It can be uncomfortable to think about, but Dr. Lux, he actually encourages us to have these open, honest conversations about death, both with ourselves and with our loved ones.
And I can see how that would be difficult, but also kind of freeing in a way.
It is. Because acknowledging our mortality, it can actually help us live more fully in the present moment. It's about appreciating what we have right now.
That's a really powerful perspective shift.
It is.
And he talks about planning for our end-of-life care.
Absolutely.
Communicating our wishes, making sure our affairs are in order.
Be prepared.
Right, because that takes some of the stress and the fear away.
It does. And it allows you to enjoy the time you have.
To really live your life. Okay, so we've talked about lifestyle, we've talked about mindset, but what about genetics? Like, we inherit certain predispositions from our parents, so how much control do we actually have?
That's the age-old question, nature versus nurture.
Right.
And, you know, Dr. Lux explains that while our genes do play a role, our lifestyle choices can actually have a much bigger impact.
Really? So it's not all predetermined?
Not at all. There's this concept called epigenetics.
Epigenetics.
And basically, it's the study of how our environment and our lifestyle choices can actually change the way our genes are expressed.
Oh, wow. So our environment can actually influence how our genes behave.
You got it. We have more power than we realize.
Okay, that is so empowering. It's not all about the genes we inherit. It's about what we do with them.
Exactly. It's about making choices that support our health. And speaking of choices, let's talk about supplements for a minute.
Okay, because that's another area where there's just so much information and it can be overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And honestly, a lot of it is just hype.
Right.
Dr. Lux, he's very cautious about supplements.
Okay, that's probably a good approach.
He wants to make it very clear that they should never, ever be used as a substitute for a healthy diet and lifestyle.
They're called supplements for a reason, right? Like, they're meant to supplement, not replace.
Exactly. You can't outrun a bad diet, and you can't out-supplement one either.
I love that. Okay, so how do we navigate the world of supplements? Because I walk into a health food store, and I feel overwhelmed.
Right. It's a lot. He says, first and foremost, talk to your doctor.
Okay, so always check with your doctor first.
Always. Especially if you're taking any medications.
Right.
Because some supplements can interact with medications or have side effects.
It's about safety first. Okay, so are there any supplements that he does recommend?
He does mention a few that have some science backing them up. Vitamin D, for example, which is so important for bone health and immune function.
Right. And a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D.
Exactly. Omega-3 fatty acids.
Those are good for your heart and your brain.
Exactly.
So it's about filling in those nutritional gaps.
Exactly.
But again, always check with your healthcare provider first.
Always.
Okay, let's talk about something that feels very futuristic. Technology and longevity.
Oh, yeah. This is where it gets really interesting.
Right. I mean, with all these advancements and things like AI and gene editing, it seems like we're pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
We are. Dr. Lux, he's definitely excited about the potential for these technologies to extend our lifespans and improve our health.
Right. But he's also a realist, right?
Oh, absolutely. He reminds us that we already have incredibly powerful tools at our disposal, things that we can start implementing today.
Like, don't wait for the magic pill.
Don't wait for the magic pill. Start making healthy choices now.
Right. Exactly. And he brings up a really important point, which is the ethical side of all of this.
Oh, yeah, because it's not just about living longer. It's about how these technologies might impact society as a whole.
Right. It's about access. It's about affordability.
Absolutely. And what does it even mean to live longer?
Right. These are big questions.
They are.
And they're questions we need to be thinking about and talking about now. Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about mental health. Because we can't talk about longevity without talking about mental and emotional well-being.
Mental health is everything.
Right. Because what's the point of living a long life if you're miserable?
Exactly. And Dr. Lux, he stresses the importance of cultivating that positive mindset, learning how to manage stress effectively.
Stress management is huge.
Yeah.
And nurturing those social connections.
Absolutely. And he talks about incorporating practices like gratitude.
Oh, I love that.
So powerful. Yeah. And mindfulness. Finding your purpose. These are all things that can really enhance your well-being.
And they don't require any special equipment or expensive gadgets.
You got it. These are tools that are available to everyone.
Okay. That's really empowering.
It is. And just like we prioritize our physical health, he also talks about the importance of seeking professional help if you're struggling.
So if you're dealing with anxiety, depression, trauma,
anything at all, talk to someone. There's no shame in asking for help.
Absolutely. There's no shame in taking care of your mental health.
Not at all.
Okay. Role models for longevity. Are there people out there who are living long, healthy, fulfilling lives? And what can we learn from them?
There are. And Dr. Lux shares some really fascinating stories in the book.
Like, who are these people?
Well, he talks about centenarians, people who've lived to be 100 or older. And then there are these super agers.
Super agers. What does that even mean?
These are people who are thriving well into their later years, way beyond what we typically expect.
So they're kind of defying those age stereotypes.
Totally. And what's fascinating is that it's not just about their genes or some lucky lottery ticket they were handed.
So what is it about these people?
Well, one common thread is that they stay physically active. And I'm not talking about crazy workouts here. It's just consistent movement throughout their lives.
Finding ways to stay active that they enjoy, that they can stick with.
Exactly. Another thing is they eat a nutrient-rich diet.
Okay, so that's a theme, right? We keep coming back to that.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And they're very mindful about their eating habits, paying attention to their hunger cues, really savoring their food.
It's about that mindful eating we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And they prioritize social connections.
Relationships are so important.
They are. They make time for social interaction, for laughter, for joy.
And they have a sense of purpose.
Yes. They have a reason to get out of bed in the morning, whether it's something big or something small.
It's about finding that thing that lights you up.
Exactly. And they have this amazing resilience. They've all faced challenges, but they've learned how to bounce back, how to find those silver linings.
It's about how you respond to the curveballs life throws at you.
Exactly. And they choose to focus on the positive.
They've got that positive mindset. Okay, this is so inspiring. It really is about rewriting the narrative around aging.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, ready to tackle cognitive decline.
Let's do it. It's a big one. Our brains naturally change as we age.
They do.
But what can we do to protect our cognitive function, to maybe reduce our risk of dementia?
Well, Dr. Lux, he's a big believer in the use it or lose it philosophy. He talks about engaging in activities that challenge your brain.
So things like reading.
Reading is great.
Mm.
Doing puzzles, learning a new language.
Oh, learning a new language. That's a good one.
It is. Or even just having stimulating conversations with friends.
Keep those brain cells firing.
Exactly. And of course, managing stress, getting enough sleep.
Because sleep is crucial for brain health.
Crucial. Eating a healthy diet.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here. It all comes back to those foundational pillars.
Always. He does mention some supplements, like omega-3 fatty acids, that might play a role in brain health.
Okay.
But again, always talk to your doctor first.
Always. And of course, if you have any concerns about cognitive decline, don't hesitate to reach out to your doctor.
Early intervention is key.
Okay. This is a practical one, financial planning. Because if we're living longer, we need to make sure we can actually afford to live longer, right?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. We don't want to outlive our savings.
Exactly. And Dr. Lux talks about this. He says it's important to think about long-term financial security, saving for retirement.
Making smart investments, all that good stuff.
Right. And he highly recommends working with a financial advisor, someone who can help you create a personalized plan.
Okay, so it's like having a financial coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And being mindful of your spending habits, of course.
Don't go too crazy.
Right. You want to enjoy life, but also be prepared for the future.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
It is.
Okay, let's wade into some maybe a little bit more philosophical territory. The ethics of longevity. I mean, as we're able to live longer and longer, what are the ethical
Oh,
implications?
that's the big question, right?
Right. And Dr. Lux, he doesn't shy away from this. He talks about these big questions. How might this impact the distribution of resources, the workforce? What does it even mean to live a longer life?
Right.
These are not small questions.
Not at all, but they're questions we need to be asking ourselves.
And talking about as a society.
Exactly. Before these technologies become even more advanced.
Okay, let's end on a fun one. The future of longevity. What's on the horizon? What are some of the things scientists are exploring?
Well, Dr. Lux, he's excited about things like artificial intelligence, gene editing, regenerative medicine, think growing new organs.
Whoa, that's next level.
It is. Personalized medicine is a big one.
Oh, yeah, because we all respond differently to different treatments.
We do. And then there's precision nutrition, where your diet is tailored to your specific needs.
That's fascinating. So the future of health and longevity, it's going to be very personalized.
Absolutely. But it's important to remember, there are still a lot of unknowns. This is a journey of discovery.
It's exciting. It feels like we're on the cusp of something really groundbreaking.
We are.
Okay, I love this last part, the legacy of longevity. If we're living longer, more fulfilling lives, what kind of impact do we want to have on the world?
Oh, that's such a great question to ask yourself. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
Right. What mark do you want to make?
Exactly. What are the values you want to embody, the contributions you want to make?
The positive ripple effects. It's about recognizing that our lives have meaning.
They do. And that we have the power to create positive change in the world.
To leave it a better place than we found it.
Absolutely.
It's really mind-blowing when you think about it, like the potential we have, not just for ourselves, but, for humanity as a whole, to kind of shift towards this future where living longer, healthier lives is just the norm.
It's pretty amazing.
But, and this is what I keep coming back to, it's not about some magical fountain of youth, right? It's about the choices we're making today.
It's about taking control of your health span.
Exactly. And Dr. Lux, he's given us like a really solid framework to understand all those factors that play a role in longevity. But, and this is key, he doesn't just tell us what to do, he gives us those practical steps.
Yeah, he makes it actionable, which I really appreciate.
Right. And it's not about today. Those foundational pillars, we've talked about them a lot.
They keep coming up for a reason.
Right. Nourishing your body with real food, moving your body, getting enough sleep, managing that stress, finding healthy ways to cope.
And cultivating that positive mindset.
That's huge.
It is.
And what I like about Dr. Lux's approach is he's not saying do this, do that. It's more like, here's the information, now go talk to your doctor.
Right. It's about personalizing those strategies. What works for me might not work for you, and what worked for you 10 years ago might not work for you now.
Right. We're always evolving. Our bodies are changing.
Exactly.
It's about having that open dialogue with your healthcare provider.
Asking those questions, advocating for yourself.
Exactly. It's about being an active participant in your health journey, not just, sitting back and waiting for someone to tell you what to do.
Be your own advocate.
Be your own advocate. And it's not about being perfect. It's about progress.
Small changes.
Small changes.
Consistency over time.
Yes. It's about finding that joy in movement, finding pleasure in those healthy foods.
Giving yourself permission to rest.
Yes.
It's about embracing that holistic view of health.
And remembering that aging is not something to be feared, it's a privilege.
It is.
It is. And every stage of life, it has its own beauty, its own opportunities.
So approach it with curiosity. Be open to new adventures.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into longevity, I want to leave you with this. What if you could add not just years to your life, but life to your years?
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
It's a good one.
What would you do with that extra time? What dreams would you pursue? What impact would you make on the world? Think about that. Dr. Lux has given us the tools.
He's giving us that roadmap.
And ultimately, it's up to each of us to take that map, to chart our own course, and to create a life that's not just longer, but richer, more meaningful, and more fulfilling than we ever thought possible.
Cheers to that.